create and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to teach you how to garden today. We're going to help you solve some problems. And if you do have some problems with your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Lots to do this time of the year. And we are here to help you solve those problems and to make you a better gardener. Now, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, dial that number, and let's work together to solve some problems. None of us were born with the ability to garden. I was fortunate. I had some good teachers. I went to college for it, and that's what I've been doing since I was little, and have some pretty good background. So if we can help you solve some of the problems, give us a call. We'll work together. And we will have you working in the garden and making it enjoyable. It's a lot of work, but the end result is absolutely fabulous. You work hard, you plant flowers, and then when they come into bloom, it's spectacular. You work hard to plant vegetables. When you finally get to eat that first bit of fruits, berries, vegetables from your garden, it's worth all of the work. Some years not as easy. This year, definitely not as easy due to the type of weather we've had, especially where I live in New England. It's been a very frustrating type year. And a lot of things have gone wrong this year, and a lot of things we want you to be aware of. And I think probably the most important thing for you as a gardener, and we want you to pass this on to all of your friends, all of your neighbors, so that there's no problem in the future. Due to the weather and due to some problems on the growing end, any of you that bought tomatoes at the box stores, the Lowe's, the Home Depot, and the Walmart, those three stores, if you bought tomatoes from those stores and your tomato plants are dropping leaves, they're turning brown, there is a fungus that was in the plants from the people that they bought their plants from, who grew them for them. It wasn't their problem. It was from their grower. And it is across the whole Northeast. There is a blight. And you look at your tomatoes one day, they look pretty good, and then all of a sudden you quickly see all kinds of brown spots, the leaves are collapsing, the foliage is falling, the fruit is becoming discolored, misshapen. It is a blight on those tomato plants. It's also spread to potatoes. Now, a big article in a lot of the local papers and on the internet, And what you need to do this year is when you finally clean your garden, do not take the tops. Do not take the plants from your tomatoes and the tops from your potatoes and put it in your compost pile. Put it in a trash bag and throw it out with the trash. Or if you've got plenty of property and you've got a place where you put debris, throw it there, but do not put it in your compost. If you put it in your compost, it is going to spread. This is the type of a fungus that even in the heat of the composting will not die. And when you put it through the process, all of the vegetation rots. It turns back into beautiful soil. And then you add it back to your garden. It's going to spread it and make it even worse. So just be aware of it. All of the agricultural departments throughout the New England area and south, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and west, are warning everybody. If you have tomato plants and they look terrible, do not put the foliage in your compost pile. And if you're growing tomatoes in the same area as potatoes in your garden, that particular fungus will jump from one plant to the other. And again, if you put it in your compost pile, it's going to spread even worse next year. And what they're recommending is bagging and disposing of it, or if you've got land, dig a hole, bury it, and that will solve the problem. Okay? Just be aware of it. It is a blight. And for those of you that probably heard or maybe even remember, back in the 40s, the Irish potato famine. This is the same disease that's on your potatoes and tomatoes right now. And it caused famine in Europe, and that was one of the key changes in the world that made the Irish leave Ireland and move to the United States. And that improved our gene population, giving us new people from a different part of the world to improving the race. So that's a good thing. But just be aware of it. Tomatoes, potatoes, dispose of the foliage. Do not put it in your compost, and you will be in good shape for next year. And if you try and spray it, there's nothing that's going to work. The price of tomatoes, you're probably noticing, if you're going to the farmer's market, if you're going to the farm stands, the price of tomatoes normally at this time of the year, $2.50 a pound. Right now, they're $3.50 a pound for tomatoes, in some places even more, because the farmers have lost entire fields. The other thing that's a problem this year, I mean, there's been a lot of things due to the weather. If you love the wild Maine blueberries, the little tiny, tiny blueberries, and a lot of you, when you buy muffin mixes, you'll see in the front label, it will say wild Maine blueberries on it. Well, the wild Maine blueberries have a fungus also, and it's affecting the foliage. And they're really having a tough time. Your high bush blueberries, no problem. The wild blueberries that are all over Maine into New Hampshire and into parts of Vermont are getting this leaf blight. And the farmers are having a really, really tough time. The way that they're going to be able to solve their problem is once they've harvested their fields and they've picked the blueberries, they're going to be able to go in there and clean the fields. Now, the leaves of the wild Maine blueberries and the other states that have them, those leaves, if they were collected and disposed of, there wouldn't be a problem. what they're going to have to do this year is in the fall or the spring, they are going to need to go into those fields and burn the fields so that the fire can destroy the dried out leaves. If they don't, that leaf contains spores that will spread and make the problem even worse next year. So there's a lot of things out there. Now, here's another thing. Any of you that go camping, if you live in Massachusetts and you like to go camping in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, or maybe you like to go south into Pennsylvania, the one thing that they are asking, all of you that camp, do not bring any firewood with you. Now, in the last year, you've probably heard about a couple of insects called a longhorn beetle. And those of you listening that live in the Worcester, Massachusetts area, central Massachusetts, last winter, you had over 2,000 trees that were cut down in your city due to a longhorn beetle. This is a little beetle about the size of your thumb knuckle. Got really, really long horns on the front of it. It bores into mature leaf trees, kills them. If you have any of that firewood and you take it with you and you go into another state, there are eggs in the wood. If for some reason the wood isn't burned all the way, you could be spreading it. So buy the firewood where you go. Do not bring it from state to state. 800-259-9231.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Yeah, you've got some very unique sponsors of this program. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If we can help you, give us a call right now, and we'll try and help you to have a great gardening season. It's been difficult, especially if you live in the Northeast, and it's been from New Jersey, New York, all the way into the Northeast. And if you look on the other foot, down south in Texas, they have had the heat and the humidity more than they normally get. On the Weather Channel this morning, they were saying, if you live in Texas, places like Dallas, and in that area, they normally get between 8 and 15 days where the temperatures are 90 to 100 degrees. This year, so far, they've had over 40 days with 90 to 100 degree temperatures. In the Northeast, from Maine to Minnesota and down into the middle part of the country, St. Louis, and towards New York, New Jersey, and to the south, the weather has been the opposite. Where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, we have not hit 90. Boston has not hit 90. New York has not hit 90. So we're cooler, they're warmer. It's going to balance itself out sooner or later. But in the meantime, if we can help you with your garden, whether it's insects or diseases, or you need some help to select a new plant for your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Now, this time of the year, any of you that have perennials, when the flowers go by, one of the best things that you can do is take a container, pair of pruners, walk your perennial bed, and remove the spent flowers. The job of your flowers and vegetables is to make seed. So when your flowers finish blooming, they change from making foliage to make seeds. If you can remove the faded flowers from the plant just by taking your pruners and cutting them up and cleaning them, the energy is used to make the plant bigger, produce additional foliage, and to prepare it for next year. If you don't remove the faded flowers and allow the seed pods to form, the energy that the plant is using is used to make seeds for the future, which means next year your plants may not bloom as much. Yes, you may have a few seedlings that develop around the plant, but next year's flowers probably will not be as good as they were this year because they are working on producing seed pods. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Now, Jared is off today. He had his bachelor party last night, and filling in for Jared is Oatman. Oatman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How about you, sir?
Terrific. Well, we're gonna show you how to garden today. So by the time you've finished the program, we will make you a better gardener, Oatman.
All right. I will do my best.
Great. Who do we have up first?
We have Carol with a question about her tomato plants.
Okay. Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call this morning. I have a question about my tomato plants here on Cape Cod. We are noticing in our garden, and you've talked about the fungus, that some of my plants have had to be taken out and thrown away. They are hollow from the ground to about 2 feet up above the ground. The stems are hollow inside. We are wondering what is causing that.
This year is a combination of the rain, a combination of temperature, and the fungus has just been unbelievable. People that started early applying fungicides like Serenade have been able to keep ahead of it. But to be really honest with you, Carol, this year is going to go down as one of the worst years for tomatoes, and it's caused by the fungus. It was cool. They stood still, almost stunted, and then the heat hit, and they exploded, and they grew too fast. After the break, we'll talk about tomato diseases. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We had a call from Carol from Cape Cod and was concerned about her tomato plants, and the fungus attacked them, and she got pretty discouraged and pulled them out of the ground and noticed that some of the stems were actually hollow on the inside. Now, one of the problems that we had with tomatoes this year, we were very cool, a lot cooler than normal. And tomatoes is a plant that does much better when we have warmer temperatures. And you probably saw that during the month of June, your tomatoes just kind of sat there. Grew a little bit, but not with any really power. July, they did much, much better, but not like they should. Then all of a sudden, the sun came out and the fungus just took over in areas where it wasn't there. Now, just to give you an idea of what's happened, my tomato plants in my garden last Monday were perfect. I had no yellow leaves. I had no spotted foliage at all. And I felt pretty good because I didn't use any disease fungus spray on my tomato plants because I had no sign of it. Wednesday, I went into the garden, and it looked like somebody went in there with a paint sprayer and sprayed most of my tomatoes with a brown paint. And I have never seen anything move as fast as this. And since Wednesday, this fungus on a tomato plant has gone from the ground up 3 feet. So my tomatoes right now are 6 feet tall. And the bottom 3 feet, the foliage is totally, totally brown. Some of the fruit is beginning to shrivel. It's producing misshapen fruit. And I'm just beside myself. Some of the plants are going to get pulled out today just to get them out of there. So I just want you to be aware. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's the type of weather that we have had. And it's these spores are blowing around in the garden. And as I stated earlier in the program, when you clean your garden this year, it's very, very important that you do not take that foliage and use it in your compost pile. One of the things that I'm going to do, a lot of fungus that are on plants, if you have leaves that dry, that foliage falls to the ground, and that foliage contains spores that will reinfect the plants the following year. And what I want you to do this fall is I want you to rake your garden clean. Take a bamboo rake, rake it, get all of that plant debris out of there. Take a shovel, pick it up, and dispose of it. Normally, I always tell you, take your plants, rototill them into the ground, or put them in your compost pile. Not this year. Dispose of tomato and potato foliage in your garden. And keep them clean. It's a fungus, and it's everywhere. And now that the weather is getting good, it's going to actually make it spread. The rain held it at bay, made it worse, and now it's blossoming because the weather conditions are right. Just be aware of it, okay? Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Richard calling about his raspberries.
Richard, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Richard here in Burlington, Mass.
How are you, Richard?
A while ago at Wilson's Farm when you were here in Lexington.
Terrific.
Paul, I'm calling regarding my raspberry patch here. The stalks are high and healthy, but they haven't had any blossoms this spring, and there isn't any fruit as well.
You've had nothing?
Nothing at all. Just a handful of raspberries.
Now, let me ask you something. Last year, when you were picking the last of the raspberries, were you removing the branches or the canes that produce raspberry fruit?
Yes, I usually cut them down in the fall to about knee level or below. I've been doing that and practicing doing that for quite a while.
Okay, because raspberries, once that branch that comes out has produced fruit, if you don't remove it, the following year, all it does is produce foliage. It does not produce fruit the second year. It's only on the new growth. So what I would suggest that you do is this. Check your soil. Now, one thing that you can do is to look around the yard where your garden is and see if there's moss visible in the grass that surrounds the garden. And if you're seeing moss, that's a sign that your soil is acidic. That way you don't have to go through a soil test. So just look at the soil, see if there's a lot of moss or some moss in the ground. Most likely, that is one of the problems. So what you would need to do, and this is something that can be taken care of anytime now, go to your local garden center, pick up a bag of lime and apply it in your garden, and that will help to sweeten the soil. Now, the other thing that you want to do is, in the fall, any of the branches that did not produce, that are old and really thick, cut them right flush to the ground. Get them out of there so that in the spring the plant can produce new shoots that will repopulate the ground. Now, plants that produce fruit need phosphorus fertilizer. And that's why I want you to add some lime or a lime product. When the soil is too acidic, the fertilizer that's available to the plant is called phosphorus. And when you look at a package of fertilizer that you can buy at your local garden center, or maybe you even have some at home, the middle number is phosphorus. If you can buy a granular fertilizer that is as high as possible in the middle and spread that in your garden right now, that will help the plant to produce a bigger than normal root system, which is what you want, and will help the plant to make flower buds. So what I use on my flowering plants at this time of the year is superphosphate 0-20-0. And all of the garden centers carry it. Broadcast that up and down the row, scratch it in with a cultivator, and then when it rains, it will break down. The microbes will turn it into a food, and the root system will absorb it, and that will help it for next year. Now, the other thing that works, if you want to stay away from using a granular or a chemical-type fertilizer, go to your local garden center, and what you want is a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is a bacteria that will do the same thing. Now, there's a company called Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, and they have a fertilizer called Biotone. And Biotone has a lot of mycorrhiza. There's also a company called Organica, and they have a product called Plant Growth Activator, and that is full of mycorrhiza. So either one of these two, if you could broadcast it in your garden, some of them you can mix with water if that's easier for you, but I just like to take the powder, broadcast it throughout the garden, put the sprinkler on, wash it in, and the mycorrhiza are types of bacteria that you already have in your soil, but you're going to increase the numbers tremendously, and that will help the plants to become more productive. You give that a try. Thank you, Richard. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Steve with a question about his lawn.
Steve, good morning. How can we help you with the grass this morning?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I live in Framingham, you know, west of Boston. And
yep.
My grass is greener at this time of the year than it usually is because of all the rain. And I try to do all of the good lawn practice procedures that you recommend. And I usually try to keep it fairly cut high, around 3 inches. I have no crabgrass. It's doing beautifully, with
wonderful.
One exception that I wanted to ask you about. I used Miracal on the lawn this year, and in the spring I used Super Turf Builder with Halts fertilizer.
Okay.
Now, the problem, I don't know if you're old enough to know this. I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know what color your hair is, but you know how as we age and our hair starts to get a little gray, it gets what they call that salt and pepper look, where you have
right.
your normal colored hair interspersed with gray strands. Well, my lawn, when you get close to it and look at it, looks like salt and pepper, in the sense that I've got mostly green lawn, but it's interspersed with what looks like brown dead grass blades. When I look at it from a distance and at an angle, it looks almost solid green, but when you get up close and you look at it, it's got this salt and pepper, what I'm calling, type appearance with dead grass blades throughout the lawn, and I'm wondering what that is and why.
Okay. are you seeing this in, like, patches?
No.
Or is it pretty uniform throughout the lawn?
It's pretty uniform. I don't really believe I have a fungus disease. I've looked at the grass blades for signs of fungus disease, and I don't have patches. If I look out on my lawn right now, it looks from the house, it looks a solid green. But if I were to walk up to it or when I mow it, and I look at it, I'm looking at a mixture of dead blades of grass amongst all the green grass. And as the grass grows taller, of course, the taller growing green grass makes the whole yard look solid green.
Right. Okay. What I would suggest that you do is this. Part of the problem has been the amount of moisture. Now, traditionally, in the Northeast, we should receive, during the month of June, between 3 and 5 inches of water, which is normal, about 1 inch of water per week. During July, it's tradition to have between 1 and 3 inches of water, sometimes even less. This year, during June and July, as you well know, we had 20 inches of rain. And the foliage never really had a chance to dry out. The younger grasses that could not keep up with the more aggressive, like bluegrass is a very fast-growing grass. Fescue is a much thinner blade. So when you're thinking texture, bluegrass is a medium to broad blade of grass. Your fescues are thin, sometimes almost like string. And then you get coarse grasses like perennial rye. And a good lawn will have a combination of fine, medium, and broad texture grasses. That's what gives it that strength. What's happened is your fescues don't like the moisture. They've had a problem. What I would suggest that you do next time you mow, lower your blade to maybe 2 or 2.5 inches so that the air can circulate. But if we can get 3 or 4 days in a row with warm temperatures and sunshine, the problem will just disappear. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Penn Cotton Club, 800-259-9231. During the break, we had a call from Sabina, and her question was, I have tomato plants, and they're really, really full, and I want my tomatoes to ripen faster. Should I pull some of the leaves off the plant? And the answer is no, Sabina. If you pull some of the foliage out, those tomatoes that are there are accustomed to having foliage blocking some of the sunlight. Now, you have to say to yourself, the leaves are the factory that makes the food to make the tomato grow bigger and eventually ripen. If you remove the factory, then the tomatoes are going to stop growing. But this is what's going to happen. The tomatoes are shaded by the leaves, and they're accustomed to that shade. If you remove some of the leaves to say, I'm going to let more sunlight in, because the tomato is not accustomed to the direct sunlight, they're going to get sunburn, and they're going to turn white, and they'll have blisters. So very similar to what happens to you and I. If we go outside, we haven't been in the sun all year, we decide, well, I'm going to get a suntan today. We, even though if we put the lotion on, if we sit out in the backyard eventually, because our body is not accustomed to it, we're going to turn red. And then we're going to really, really suffer. Same thing happens to your tomato plants. Do not remove the foliage. And especially now with all of the fungus problems around, keep the leaves there. Now, if you do have fungus, pick the leaves off. Get them off the plant. Spray Serenade fungicide on the plant and do it on a weekly basis. That will at least slow it down. The other thing, never water your vegetable garden in the evening. If you water the garden after 6, 7 o'clock at night, those leaves are going to stay wet. And that wet leaf is going to spread the fungus even faster. So water in the morning, never after 6 o'clock at night. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Fran and her bean plants. We've got some yellow leaves on them.
Okay. Fran, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I want to tell you what happened to my beans and ask you why.
What's happened to your beans?
On the deck, they were all looking beautiful. And the next morning, the leaves were, many of the leaves were brown and yellow, speckly-like.
Now, were these grown in containers?
Yes.
Okay. How about watering them? Have you been watering them on a regular basis?
Probably not.
Okay. I notice with my containers, and this is what I noticed this past week. Believe it or not, on my back patio area, I have a lot of containers that I grow flowers in. I have one that I grow tomatoes in. I have not watered those containers the entire month of June and the entire month of July. Never have I watered them because we've had so much rainfall. Well, on Thursday, I noticed that some of my containers were wilting, and I said, wow, we did have 3 or 4 days of sunshine without rain in a row. So I started to examine my containers, and they were bone dry. So I went out there, turned on the hose, gave them a real good soaking. They've come back, but the middle of the containers, because I wasn't concerned about them, the leaves dried out. And some of the plants don't look as good as they did a week ago. So I've gone through, I pulled off the leaves that don't look very good. And then this afternoon, I'm going to use a liquid feed. What I like to use is something like Neptune's Harvest, which is an all-organic fertilizer made in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And I use what they call fish and seaweed. And it's a combination of fish fertilizer and seaweed fertilizer. I'm going to give them a good drink, and those leaves will be replaced. So fertilize your plants and check them for water. When you get days full sun, you should probably be watering every 2 or 3 days, maybe even more.